Welcome everyone to the first global conference of the World Transformation Movement. My name is Genevieve Salter. The exciting and wonderful purpose of this inaugural conference is to launch the first three WTM centres outside of our regional centre here in Sydney, Australia. So this is nothing less than the beginning of a whole new transformed world for the human race. And what makes this transformed world for humans possible is that humanity's great heroic journey of accumulating knowledge has finally led to the finding of the biological explanation of the human condition. This fabulous, dreamed of, psychologically relieving and transforming explanation is presented in Australian biologist Jeremy Griffith's 2016 book, Freedom. As well as those here today, we have attending online Professor Harry Prosen from his home in Wisconsin in the US, Jeremy's brother Simon Griffith, who's presently travelling overseas, and other WTM members, including members of the three new World Transformation Centres in Africa, Europe, and Melbourne. So this is a wonderful gathering. I might say that all that's required to start a WTM centre is for someone who has gained an appreciation of this incredible liberating understanding of the human condition to begin sharing his or her interest and excitement with their friends and from there invite others to join their meetings. Okay, so we'll now hear from representatives of the first three WTM centres to be formed outside Sydney. They are Stefan Rosler from the recently formed WTM Centre in Austria in Europe, Franklin Mukikanga from the WTM Centre in Zambia in Africa, and Sam Akritidis from the new WTM Centre in Melbourne, Australia. Just before I introduce Stefan, I wanted to show you the cover of the Australian newspaper today, which shows some of the biggest floods we've experienced in Northern Australia. Isn't that just so appropriate for the great tsunami of love that these understandings are going to produce on planet Earth? The spring rains anticipated in the Bible that would one day come and water the Earth. So now I'd like to introduce Stefan Rosler, who is from Austria in Europe. Stefan has a Bachelor of Arts and Design degree, majoring in usability and user interface design. As well as teaching in several universities in Austria in these subjects, Stefan is the co-founder of two businesses, one for consulting and one in online services. So we can see that he's an extremely talented and accomplished young man.
Hi, my name is Stefan Rösler. I'm 31 years old and I'm from Austria. About 7 months ago, I did a Google search for human conditioning, because I just couldn't stop thinking about it ever since I've read this term in Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. And that's how I came across the information Jeremy and the World Transformation Movement are promoting. And honestly, when I first read Professor Prosen's statement about freedom and that it's the book that saves the world, and when I saw the old man, Jeremy, standing on the cliff, I refused to even start playing the video that was on the homepage back then, because I decided that this is certainly not worth my time. About 2 weeks later, while I was still searching the internet for answers, I found this article. I can't really remember what exactly it was about, but when I was done reading it, I was completely blown away by its explaining power. I thought to myself, who the hell was writing this text? And when I noticed that I had landed on humancondition.com again, I realized that it must have been this old guy who was standing on the cliff. I kept reading more and more articles on this page, and I started to understand that all of these supposed articles were really parts of Freedom, the book that saves the world. I was skeptical as anyone could be, but everything I read just made so much sense, so I kept on reading. And after about two more weeks, I had finished Freedom and watched many of the supporting videos on the homepage. I couldn't believe it. I had finally found what I was looking for all of my life. That is, an explanation for why everything in this world is so fucked up. But not just that, it was an explanation that defends us humans, which was so critical to me, because I always knew that no one who has ever lived on this planet was really bad. And as it turns out, the reason for our seemingly bad behavior was a psychological one. We're not bad, but man, we're all completely mad and we're getting crazier and crazier by the minute. But now with Jeremy's explanation, we can finally understand why this was and still is happening to us. And best of all, we can stop it right now. And I didn't understand all of this right away. But as soon as I had finished reading Freedom, I knew that I would one day fly to Sydney to visit Jeremy and the rest of the WTN. But at the same time, I knew that this was more likely to be one of these childish fantasies, which I sometimes have, but usually don't pursue. So what I did instead was to sign up on the website and become a member. Then I got an email from Tony Mile, one of the WTM members, letting me know that I can always contact him if I have any questions. And as you can probably imagine, my head was full of questions, and so I decided to get in contact and ask about how I could support all of this. Tony invited me to have a video call and said that we can talk about it if I wanted to. I was excited like a young boy and I couldn't wait to get engaged in all of this. And as it turned out, I needed the next few months to apply the information to my personal situation and use its explaining power to finally make sense of my own life. What I found was that while both of my parents really loved me, they were having a constant battle because of me, and my mother always had to defend my idealistic, naive view of the world over my father's pragmatic, wanting me to take over the farm view. I always knew that I was different, and either everyone else was lying and odd, or I was just completely crazy. I'd get called naive, and people always told me that I'm a dreamer, and that it's about time for me to finally adjust to reality. But I refused to do that, and instead, I just decided to become a likable and seemingly well-adjusted person. Then I decided to become very operational, which was pretty easy for me, because I knew it wasn't real. It was just a game. It was a case of faking it to make it. But underneath the surface, I was getting more and more desperate for answers, and I needed to find a meaning in life. I tried one New Age philosophy after the other, and while it would sustain me for a short while, each and every solution was obviously flawed. And I always had to find the next one to keep me going for a little longer. I had reached desperation point, and my search became really intense when I finally stumbled upon Jeremy's explanation and the World Transformation Movement. Having said all of this, I want to let you know that I can empathize with everyone who starts understanding this information. Being able to finally make sense of yourself and the world around you is so overwhelming that you're very likely to get paralyzed and don't know what to do with it. At least that's what happened to me, especially after I had understood that really every one of us is under the duress of the human condition. But it was exactly this time when I asked Monica, another WTM member that helped me through this initial and sometimes confronting digestion phase, that I want to get more involved and help them with what they're doing. About 2 days later, she shared an email with me from a 41-year-old guy from Zambia called Franklin. Franklin had just finished Freedom himself and he wanted to get involved too. I can still remember Jeremy's response to his email. He suggested Franklin comes to the Sydney WTM Center and see for himself the work that the WTM is doing. When I read this, I knew that it was on. This was my call to action, and I immediately wrote an email to Tony and Monica to let them know that I will come to Sydney too. I was overwhelmed by their response when they told me that it was okay to come, and I couldn't believe that all of this was actually happening. I was talking about all of this, the book, the WTM, with Gerald, my best friend at home, and I also talked about it with my girlfriend, my mom, and many other people, and everyone was totally supportive of me and my seemingly childish dream to fly to Sydney. Nothing could stop me now, and so I did my best to coordinate everything at work and all the other things, and now I'm here. It hasn't even been a week yet, but I can tell you that this is the most wonderful experience I have ever had in my life. Seeing the amazing, transforming effects this understanding of the human condition has on people, when they digest its significance, how it leads to an integrated, secure state both within a person and between people, is the ultimate proof that this new world Jeremy is talking about for more than 40 years is really possible. And it's the most precious experience someone like me could have ever hoped for. For all of my life, I refused to take pride in anything I did. And so it's for the first time ever that I can say that I'm proud of what I'm doing. What am I doing? I'm starting a WTM center in Austria with my best friend Gerald and our childhood friends and everyone else who wants to join us. Because we've all been excitedly talking about and digesting these understandings of the human condition amongst ourselves. And I am really just a representative of our group's desire to set up a WTM center in Austria. And while this sounds like a big thing, all I'm really doing is talking about Jeremy's explanations with my friends and family because I love them. And for the first time in my life, it's possible for me to show them my love, because that's how empowering and relieving understanding of the human condition really is. I never dared to even think about something like this. I can totally understand everyone who thinks this is crazy, but I'm finally able to tell you with 100% clarity that this explanation of the human condition is true. Jeremy Griffith has solved the human condition, and by doing so, we are now in a position to solve every problem on Earth. And not only can I know this with my mind, because what Jeremy has to offer is an explanation and not an idea or a theory or even a religion. No, this is true, and I can feel it with all of my mind and heart. And I cannot wait to fly back home and share this feeling with everyone I know. It's on now. We can finally be free, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else or do anything rather than being a part of this most wonderful thing in the world, the World Transformation Movement. We can finally leave this cave forever and get out of our prison and ride along each other on our highway to sunshine. And if it's okay for you, I would like to play a song for you. It's actually called Highway to Sunshine. And I was actually writing the song last summer during the holidays. And I had the guitar with me, but whenever I played, I just, because I'm so nervous when people are here and I can't really sing well. And at one point I felt like maybe writing a new song. Got up from the couch and went to the toilet. And we have this saying in the office that whenever you go to the toilet, you come back with a great idea usually. And in this case, I was thinking about Jeremy and the sunshine to high, or the highway sunshine and everything. And I was thinking about the highway to hell from AC/DC. And thought about highway to sunshine. That's a great thing actually. So to change it up. And then I got back to the couch and sunshine. That works, and I have a song. And then I was just making the verse, like with the two chords, and was singing about the only problem I can see now is everywhere mosquitoes, but I'm going to the sea now. They won't follow me there, something like this, because it was such a lovely time and everything was so great. And the chorus was actually highway to sunshine on a sunny day, highway to sunshine on a sunny day. And then my girlfriend told me that that's a bit childish. And so when we got back home, I thought, well, I'm gonna show you a nice thing about the cave and about all. So that's how it came together. Is leave this cave forever. I want you to come with me now. We're gonna leave together. All I really wanna do now is leave this cave forever. You can show me how to do it. Let's get away together. Then we get into my car, refuel it, take us far. Don't look back on yesterday. Ahead of us a highway to sunshine, sweeping clouds away. A highway to sunshine. Now we hear what you say. All we need is break our chains now and get out of a prison. We can finally take a chance now, for we do know the reason. All we need is break our chains now and get out of a prison. No one's free until we all are. We only need to reason. Now we get into my car, refuel it, take us far. Don't look back on yesterday. Ahead of us a highway to sunshine, sweeping
taken us so long. All our life we were waiting all along. Deep inside a dark place we don't lie. Leaving now we'll finally take the high.
As I mentioned, Franklin Mukakenga is from Zambia in Africa. And as you can see from the cover of this 1920 book, The Illa-Speaking Peoples of Northern Rhodesia, which is now called Zambia, the Illa-Speaking people are among the most prominent in the southern region of Zambia. And from among the Illa-Speaking people, Franklin's tribe is from the very heart of that region. And I think it's of some interest that Franklin is actually part of the royal family in the line of succession to the chiefdom of his tribe. He is an Illa prince, and I think once you hear him speak, you'll realise that he is a man of such extraordinary gifts that it's no wonder he is in line to become chief of his people. Franklin is also the copy creative director of the Zambian branch of the biggest advertising firm in the world, Ogilvy & Mather. He had his own radio program in Lusaka, the capital of Zambia. He's a classical pianist, a psychological therapist, and was reading college-level English books at the age of 6. A very talented man indeed to be establishing our first WTM centre in Africa. And he has the right coloured T-shirt on, that's for sure.
My name is Franklin Mukakenga of the Illa tribe of Southwest Zambia. I represent the WTM Centre in Zambia's capital, Lusaka. In October 2016, which is about 3 months ago now, I downloaded Freedom, The End of the Human Condition, from the WTM's website, after coming across an online advertisement offering a free copy. As it turns out, Freedom is biologist Jeremy Griffith's definitive work on the human condition. Anyway, within 5 weeks, I devoured the book from cover to cover, as well as a lot of his earlier writing, and found his explanation of the human condition not only answered so many questions about us as a species, but also explained me as an individual in ways that nothing else had done before. And it did it so thoroughly that it completely rewired my understanding of the world and immediately began stilling my mind and healing my soul. Freedom deals with subjects as diverse as why we as a species are so divisive and destructive, how and why we adopt the way of living that inevitably leads us to being egotistical and hungry for fame, hungry for glory, why the sexes are at war, why the different races or people groups of the world are so different and interact the way they do, the origin, nature, purposes, and roles of religion and science, and how they fit into the human journey, the path to reconciliation of ourselves, and with the wider world. This seminal work inspired such a regeneration within me and sparked such hope for humanity's future that I could not sit on the sidelines and watch humanity hurtling towards self-destruction anymore. Finally, I had the answer to my own and the world's troubled situation. The answer that, though challenging and potentially confronting, as all truth must be, was at the same time transforming. I started sharing what I'd learned with my friends, my colleagues, and even my children. And the lights I saw coming on in their eyes as they grasped these understandings and the deep changes taking place within them and myself as a result of coming into contact with this information inspired me to open a World Transformation Center in Lusaka. If everyone could get this reconciling understanding, we could restore humanity's alienated soul and save the human race from destroying itself. I had to do my part. In working as part of the WTM, I'm helping to bring true healing and transformation to the world, most especially to Africa, where I live, and which I will talk more about, where the ravages of poverty, HIV, and inequality make life a living hell for the vast majority of people, and where the struggle to make sense of our lot leads to such despondency and dysfunction. Knowledge is power, and no knowledge is more powerful than self-knowledge. And with the self-knowledge open to us, all of us, through the solution of the human condition, as presented in the work of Jeremy Griffith and the WTM, humanity can stand empowered. Through it, there are no more excuses. There is no blame. There is true understanding. There is release. There is a true awareness of what we all, as diverse members of the human race, bring to the party of life. There is a letting go of emulation and the strive to become what we are not. There is true organic growth of the human family, because now humanity has a new baseline. In the WTM, we call it the transformed life force state. It's not rocket science. It's just our description for the transformation that this information makes possible. It's empowering. It allows for authentic, soul-nourishing living. A soul renaissance is upon us, both in Africa and the rest of the world, and I'm excited to be a part of it. Join us as we live to save the world. Just to explain a bit about myself, all my life I was driven by a sense of purpose, to find answers to the riddle of life, both for myself and others, and to help as many people as I could to understand life's meaning, so they could free themselves from the effects of what I now know to be the human condition: depression, addictions, apathy, stagnation, and a lack of motivation. Personally, I always lived an optimistic, hopeful, bright, and joyous life, and wanted to infect the world with what I had: a passion for living and discovery and wondrous ongoing personal growth. Wasn't this the only way to get through what I saw to be the otherwise drab, dull, and dysfunctional thing we call life? I learned many techniques, psychological tools, technologies, and strategies to help bring relief to people, working over many years as a life coach and therapist, as well as presenting a radio program that focused on personal development and self-empowerment, all with a view to bringing relief and healing to people everywhere. I wanted every person I came in contact with to recapture the magic of living. I quickly learned that the arsenal of techniques, tools, technologies, and coping strategies I was employing just weren't able to go deep enough to truly heal and change people's circuitry, because they didn't answer the fundamental questions at the heart of the issue of being human. Why am I at war with myself? Am I a mistake? Why are we as a species such a contradiction? On one hand, unbelievably loving, and on the other, greedily destructive. Am I evil? I reached a point where I realized that all I was doing was offering band-aids where people needed life-saving surgery. And in my frustration, after having tried and tried and tried to effect meaningful, lasting change in the best ways I had learned how, I was burned out. So I just quit, telling myself that I would return to it when I found a new way to achieve my goals, not realizing that by quitting then, I was simultaneously quitting on myself and nearly giving up on the struggle to hold on to my soulful nature. I got off radio, stopped life coaching, and gave up on offering therapy. While I knew there was still a lot of work to be done as people remained broken and in need of answers, I could not go on offering them things that I knew all ended the same way. Things that were powerless to truly effect lasting transformative change. During the next 2.5 years, looking for something that would make sense of it all, I read many, many books and felt nothing. Not challenged, not inspired. Not that was until I found Jeremy's work online. What a relief it was to find such a seminal work by someone who had crossed all the barriers that had prevented so many before him from providing the master key for people helpers and lovers of humanity everywhere. A key replete with answers that had eluded me and many much more qualified and better educated than myself all these years. Finally, when I read Freedom, I knew I had found the missing piece that would not only restore me, but also enable me to get back in the saddle so I could get back to doing what I'd set out to do all those years ago, to bring true healing through reconciling understanding to the hearts and souls of my fellow human beings, especially back home in Africa, where, as I said, the ravages of poverty, HIV, and inequality just make life such a living hell for so, so many people. What truly amazed me about the answers provided in Jeremy's work was just how deep they went for me on a very, very personal level. As a Bantu man, or an African man, depending on your choice of terminology, born and living in a country once colonized by the British, like so many, I had no love for the Caucasian race. Based on stories I'd heard, things I'd read, the historical accounts kept alive by the Black consciousness or Black empowerment movements, my own observations of the eroding indigenous culture and the death of African languages on the heels of colonialism, and the West's ongoing exploitation of African resources, I really had no kind thoughts for Bahua, as white people are called in my mother tongue. I didn't hate them. I just hated what they had done and continue to do to my people in the process of bringing us civilization. This led to a deep resentment and to my treating Caucasians with a cool, guarded ambivalence. I was happy if they stayed out of my way and I stayed out of theirs. I never took the initiative to make Caucasian friends and totally lacked that drive, that desire that many Africans have to visit Western lands. I also considered it my sacred duty as an African man to remember and teach others to remember how the Bagua had screwed us over and how we couldn't and shouldn't ever trust them. Sure, I got to know a few Caucasians who slipped under the radar over the years, but by and large, I was not interested in making them my friends. It was incredible then to read Jeremy's compassionate, first principle-based explanation of the differences between the races. I learned that these differences exist because each race has had a different level of exposure to humanity's psychologically upsetting but heroic search for self-understanding. And it's these different degrees of exposure that have directed the ways in which different races behave, both amongst themselves and towards others. Well, when I learned this, all the negative feelings I'd harbored for many, many years about the more upset races from more advanced civilizations, such as the Caucasians, immediately melted away. Jeremy had so fully and accountably explained our racial differences that it healed my inner resentment of colonizing Brits and, by extension, of the Caucasian race and others, cutting like a hot knife through butter. It even made me aware of my own race's oppression of other races, such as the Kung Bushmen. From my own experience, I can thus say with absolute certainty that as the word gets out, freedom will provide the key to healing poor or strained race relations throughout the world. Basically, this understanding of the human condition will end all prejudices like racism forever. It's so exciting to think about what the world is going to be like when this understanding becomes widely known and understood, because it is going to bring about a world that is harmonious, healed, and transformed, which is the glorious home our species deserves at the end of its journey to self-understanding. Freedom is a phenomenal, far-reaching work whose value, especially at this point in Earth's history, cannot be overstated. And I'm excited about being a part of WTM's momentous project and setting up Africa's first center to bring freedom and transformation to the whole world. So as I say, join us as we live to save the world.
So now I'd like to introduce Sam Akritidis. Sam was born in Melbourne, Australia, and is of Greek origin. He's a structural engineer. He's also represented Australia in the sport of lacrosse. Sam is a long-time member of the WTM and also a long-time friend of all of us here at the Sydney WTM Centre.
So as Genevieve mentioned, my name is Sam Akritidis and I was born and raised in Melbourne, Australia. I just can't believe that this time has come and that I'm here on Earth right now to witness these ideas take hold and culminate into a massive tsunami of love across the world to end all the suffering. I first became aware of Australian biologist Jeremy Griffith's thesis on the human condition in 2005. And after reading his best-selling book, A Species in Denial, from that time on, there has not been a day that I haven't feasted on all the incredible, life-changing explanations captured in Jeremy's work. It simply, rationally, and logically gets to the bottom of every aspect of our behaviour and provides an unbelievably exciting, transforming potential for all of humankind. Understanding the human condition changes everything. Over the last 12 years, I've spent countless hours reading, absorbing, discussing these insights and have thoroughly enjoyed witnessing the relief and transforming positive effects that it has on people's lives. But now it's time to make it really happen. Until recently, I've been working in New South Wales, and now that I've come back to my hometown of Melbourne, where I have many old friends, some whom are also greatly appreciative of this work, especially Frank Balamatsias, who is sitting here beside me. We have decided we just have to establish a WTM centre in Melbourne. I can't think of anything more fulfilling to do than to encourage others to explore and understand these insights and assist them in any way I can to access the relief that they bring to every individual. I know from experience that the human condition is an incredibly difficult and confronting subject and has been completely off limits since time immemorial. But there really is nothing to be scared of. The more you work your way into Jeremy's explanations, the more you see how relieving, redeeming, and uplifting understanding the human condition is. Dismantling the traditional fear and anxiety associated with the subject, by providing a place to openly talk about and discuss the paradigm, is something I think is absolutely exciting. And there is no subject in the world that is more deserving of a forum and centre than this compassionate understanding of ourselves. What an incredible scientific breakthrough Jeremy Griffith has presented. For me, his latest book, Freedom, is the bedrock on which humanity's now optimistic, exciting, and free future will be based. Being here today and being able to contribute in my small way is more significant than anything else I can think of. In my opinion, nothing provides greater benefit to an individual more than this biological understanding of the causes of oppression, the pain and upset, and more importantly, resolves the psychosis-inducing conflict that has been crippling humans for an extremely long time. For those that live in Melbourne or anywhere in Victoria, please know that Frank and I would love nothing more than to offer our time and support to you in any way we can. The biological work being presented by the WTM on its website at humancondition.com is a triumph for science and for the whole of humanity, and it's bloody exciting.
Hi, Harry.
Hi, Jeremy. I'd like to trace our friendship just a bit. I see many, many friends there, people that I've known for a long time. I've been part of this development for a long time. But Jeremy will remember very well, probably started about 20 years ago, when I was, and still am, psychiatric consultant to the Milwaukee Zoo, working primarily with primates and primarily with bonobos, and my interests have been on empathy. Jeremy sent around a documentary proposal, which you've seen, and didn't send one to me initially, but he sent a great number to workers, keepers, biologists at the zoo And they all gave me their copies. So shortly after that, Jeremy and I talked one day, and Jeremy said, what do you think of it? And I said, Jeremy, I'm never without it. I carry it in my briefcase. It hit me in my depths. I read it. I explained to others. We went into my writings on empathy. Then you and I got to know each other. I think we became very, very close friends. You're one of my very dearest friends, and we talked about a lot of things. We even argued once in a while, but I never won an argument. You were always right, and you still are always right. So I've seen us work, hopefully, and I always, without any kind of doubt, that Complete Success was and is coming. And not only saw your giant intellect and ability to write and talk and present so well, you also, during some of our visits, talked with my children and grandchildren. So the whole family, in some sense, is related to you and to WTM. That is background. I am not surprised that there are three more centers developing. It was and is inevitable. And it is, I don't know, like lightning has struck and has spread with rain, great rain now, beginning to come down all over. I don't want to take too much time, but I wanted to say that most of you know that I've been doing therapy as well for well over 50 years. So I want to take just a moment to say to Franklin and Stefan, you guys should not be disappointed that you had blockages. Because one of the great things about Jeremy's work is it covers and includes all of the great psychological and biological theorists in the whole world. I've met many of them. And even if you go to Freud, talk about superego and id and whatever other junk, it's all encompassed without the verbiage. In Jeremy's writing and thinking, he has it all there. It's been there, and it has been absorbed by some, and now it is flooding out the floor. Jeremy is one of the most magnificent people in the world. I can say that without any question, and you will all know how much I love him, how dearly I love him. He is a very lovable guy. It's impossible to love him. So to Franklin and Stefan, we're so fortunate to have you over us, and we discover you to come aboard and to take us all forward. We are going forward.
Thank you so much, Harry, for saying those words, because that's from the expert. Harry is so empathetic. That's his whole study area. It's been his lifelong study in empathy, and this is the ultimate expression of empathy, this movement, and these speeches today were so amazing demonstrations of that. Thank you, Harry, for that summation. It was very, very beautiful, and I'm so thrilled you're able to take the time to be with us and to summarize how wonderful it all is. So I know I'm speaking for everyone here. Thank you, Stefan and Franklin and Sam and Weavy for a wonderful introduction.
There is something I would like to explain. Both Franklin and Stefan are examples of what we in the WTM recognise as ships at sea, which are people who are sufficiently sheltered from exposure to all the upset state of the human condition in the world during their upbringing to not have had to resign to living in denial of the human condition during their adolescence.
individuals who, as it were, didn't have to escape the storms at sea caused by the agony of the human condition and pull into a port, stay ships at sea, in other words. So being unresigned, such people as Franklin and Stefan don't suffer from a difficulty in reading about the human condition. They don't suffer from what I refer to as the deaf effect, which explains why Franklin and Stefan were able to read my books such about the human condition with, you know, so easily. As you will see, the particular problem unresigned minds like Stefan and Franklin's have is in understanding the dishonest and artificial and superficial world of those who are resigned. So the overall point is that everyone can read my books, but for those who are resigned, which is pretty well everyone else, most people, it does take a little bit of patience and perseverance to overcome the initial deaf effect. So again, not everyone can expect to read my books as easily as Franklin and Stefan did, but what you will learn from both of them is just how fabulously transforming the understanding of the human condition is when you do finally access it, as what Sam Akritidis had to say, demonstrated.